With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and my great pleasure now to bring on the Masconomet girls basketball coach, Shannon Kerwin. And, coach, welcome to MSO.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, first of all, I love the website. Who maintains your website at mascogb.com?
Yes, I'll give a shout out to Andy Taparo. He is a former parent. His daughter graduated about four or five years ago. Mm-hmm. And he has just hung on to sticking around and doing all the stats and the data for us, and he loves it, and he does a fantastic job with it. I can't even tell you how helpful it is to have all those numbers to be able to break things down and whatnot. So I will keep him on as long as he'll stay.
Oh yeah, well it's a terrific website, and as a sports nut, a high school, you know, we try to cover all the different high schools, KPN League, Northeast Conference, and so on, and we just can't keep up with the stats. So someone who does, man, it's awesome. I love it.
Oh, it's fantastic, and he goes above and beyond for me, so I'm so grateful for him.
All right, we're going to link to that. And Coach, as you mentioned to me before we get started, now in your second year, nothing like a baptism by fire, but except for a little hiccup there at the beginning of the season, you're off to a great start.
Yeah, I mean, we were fortunate to start on time and get the girls in there early December, or mid-December rather, and have been kind of, you know, foot on the pedal, you know, since then, and trying to kind of do what we can with the time that we have, and, you know, come in every day and just try to work hard and treat it like a normal season. You know, like I said, we're lucky to have practices, games, and things going on, and I know a lot of other programs are not as lucky, and it's really breaks my heart for those kids and coaches. But we come in every day doing, you know, treat it like any other season, and which is a credit to the kids too. They, you know, have a great attitude. We're really lucky that they come in and work as hard as they do, and wish it was longer.
I know. But as a second year coach, you go through the first year, you make your plans, and sometimes they're daily. Things change by the day. Well, that didn't work. Let's try this. You keep notes. You rely on stuff that you've always relied on. And then the second year, you can implement that even more, and you've got more tweaks. But, what's happened now? Did that kind of throw a monkey wrench into that? Did you have to ad lib even more in how you how you put together your coaching routine?
I mean, I would say the preparation would be the same, but you know, you have to be able to pivot kind of at a moment's notice. And you know, we've had a lot of unconventional lineups so far this season with, you know, kids with injuries or whatnot. And so we've had to be able to make adjustments and be okay with those adjustments and understand that, you know, we might have some growing pains or some kids playing out of position and whatnot. And we just try to emphasize, listen, we just need you to, you know, work hard, and everybody needs to know all positions, because you never know what position you're going to play that day or that game or whatnot. So we're trying to really teach the game of basketball as a whole, and instead of, you know, by position or really, you know, pigeoning kids into one specific position. Mm-hmm. And which has actually been a really great in and of itself, because I've got, you know, my post players knowing, you know, point guard responsibilities, and my point guards and guards knowing, you know, post responsibilities. And I think that is always a benefit when the kids know all five positions, know where we're supposed to be, you know the pros and cons of everything. So, you know, I think it's definitely been one of those seasons where flexibility and being able to work with what you have and whatever happens, you know, as long as, I always say, as long as you guys are working hard and doing what we're asking, you know, it will be what it will be. But the kids, like I said, have been really open to all the changes and things that we've asked them to do, which makes it my job and my assistant coach's job, Brooke Springfield, so easy when they are so accommodating to everything that we have to do.
This sounds like a bit of a coaching epiphany here, because the multitasking, but teaching all the jobs, it sort of reminds me of Duke basketball, where you got five interchangeable parts, and that can pay off, I suppose, down the road. If not this year, then in any future team that you have. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we've had lineups, you know, traditional three guard, two posts, move to a 4-out, 1-in, and as of late, we've been doing a little five guards on the perimeter and going small and just trying to,
all right.
Because you get into a game and you get foul trouble, things of that nature. So, you know, you got to be able to move people around and, you know, just give them the confidence to play those positions even when, you know, it's on the fly in a game or something like that. So, you know, I'm a big believer in the kind of what you referenced, the Duke basketball, you know, knowing all five positions. And I think that, you know, really can increase the level of basketball IQ when it comes to those kinds of things and elevate the level of play. So yeah, I think I've always thought about it, but it's always, the season's so short and you're trying to get so much in and work with the kids and
right.
get them, you know, to where you need them to be, you know, as individuals, as a group. And so yeah, with this kind of different season, you know, no state tournament, no league champion, you know, there's different kinds of goals and aspirations when you take away kind of like those pinnacle
targets,
trophies,
yeah.
If you will, you
know? Yeah. Absolutely. And you know, with the 5-1 record, I'm looking at the stats here on the website, which is so cool. It looks like you've got good team defense.
Mm-hmm.
You've played some tough basketball, and again, with your stat leaders, it's just kind of one person in double digits there in scoring, but everything else is spread around pretty evenly.
Yeah, honestly, we have a lot of different weapons, and I feel like any of my kids could go off on any night, you know, and have a night. I know for sure it's a big goal for the team. You know, we kind of do some goal setting at the beginning for a team and individual level. And one of the main things that, you know, they really want to play team basketball, team defense, team offense, you know, and really share the ball, you know, on the offensive side, but really dig in deep and, you know, help each other, on the defensive side. And slowly but surely, we're seeing the benefits of that common goal. And, you know, I have kids playing all different positions, but also embracing those positions. And, you know, one of my guards is one of our, you know, top rebounders, and we've got, you know, points spread around inside and outside. And defensively, you know, probably one of our better games as of late against Danvers. I mean, we were struggling offensively, but I just kept saying we've got to grind it out, but the defense is where we're going to generate some offense, and we got to keep getting stops. And they buy in. They understand, like, you know, kind of what's happening in the moment, and they don't harp on or get down and bogged down with, you know, oh, we're not scoring. They're just like, yeah, you're right, coach. You know, we got to just play strong D. Like, let's keep it up. Let's keep it up. So it's really awesome to see and work with them and have them also, like I said, just be so flexible and willing to embrace the moment. It's really really cool.
I'm shaking my head because women are just so more evolved than men, and it's just obvious the way you talk about your kids. It's just, man, I don't know. What about, how's the travel been, Coach? We're Masco's now in the Northeastern Conference. How's the travel been for you guys?
It's been okay. Yeah. You know, I mean, to me, a long bus ride is really no big deal because, you know, back in my college days, we used to travel all over. But I think it seems fine. I mean, it's a little different this year because we don't have to go because of, you know, restrictions and whatnot. We actually take our own bus and a little bit later, closer to game time versus the traditional kind of heading over with JV and kind of hanging out in the gym for a little while, that kind of thing. So it's actually been kind of good. You know, we get off the bus, you know, we have a 45 minutes sort of warm up and then we come home. But, you know, especially too with all things happening in the world, you know, traffic hasn't been that bad either.
That's right. Yes,
it's actually been quite a blessing in some ways that, you know, we're not, you know, going to all these different towns where I would think normally would be pretty backed up. You know, we kind of breathe in and breathe out. So I'm not mad about that piece at all.
Right. Well, you know, more than halfway through the season now, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What's a highlight for you so far? What are you most proud of with your kids?
I mean, honestly, just the coming in every day and working hard. I think, you know, we had a long haul there, a long stretch where, you know, again, we were fortunate enough to start on time in mid-December, but I don't think we had a game for over a month or about close to a month. And, you know, it starts to get, you know, we start to see each other every day in and day out at a certain point. It's like, okay, we need some change here. But it's, they come in, like I said, act like, you know, nothing else but the season's going on and they work hard, they stick together, they're really, you know, really, really getting better, you know, and sometimes that's sometimes, you know, you have your setbacks and things like that, and it's, you know, it's definitely a marathon, not a sprint, but it's been such, I wasn't sure what to expect this year. Like, it's really hard, you know, in this weird, unprecedented season to know what the level of commitment will be and the attitude and things like that, and they've been fantastic, and so it never is a chore, you know, coming mm-hmm. to practice and coaching these kids, but in particular in this setting, I feel like they've really impressed me with their approach. And so, you know, obviously getting some wins under our belt is never a bad thing and always keeps everybody happy and moving forward. But, you know, I just think working with these, you know, young athletes is just why I do it, you know. So, mm-hmm. and, you know, yeah. I love basketball. They love basketball. But, you know, it goes beyond that, too. So it's just been nice to be able to see them and spend time with them and, you know, work hard. And I know so many other programs and college level, you know, they haven't even seen their teams in months. It's so heartbreaking to know that. So I'm just lucky to be in the spot I'm in, for sure.
Well, let's get to a couple of kids. It's always a task for me to ask coaches to brag about a few kids because a lot of times you don't want to single a person out for one reason or another, and you don't want to leave anybody out either. But I always ask about the captains, and without knowing it, I see a couple of names, Bovardi here, that are in all of the statistics categories. So I'm guessing they're sisters?
Yep. I've got Morgan is one of our senior captains, and her sister Taylor is a sophomore.
Oh, okay. So tell me a little bit about the leaders you have right now.
So we have a really unique situation this year. We have five seniors, and coming into the season, you know, they all have leadership qualities, all different leadership qualities. And they're a group that is unique in a sense that they've been playing together, you know, for the last 7-8 years. And I respect all of them and all of their approaches and what they can bring to the team. And so I've kind of made the decision with my staff and in a conversation with my five seniors and said, hey, listen, you know, I don't think it's fair for me to say who, you know, grasp at straws here, who's a better leader.
I see where you're going. I'm looking at it. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, so I just said, it was an open conversation. I wanted them to be a part of it because, like I said, this is not only a unique situation, but a unique season. And I wanted to make sure that I was giving them a voice and, you know, have an open conversation, but, you know, make the most of this season. And they were thrilled to kind of unite as a front and take on the task, and they've been great. And you know, Morgan's kind of our emotional leader. She's gutsy and she plays super super hard, and then everybody else brings in their own qualities beyond that. We've got Jenna DiPietro who's literally a workhorse. She doesn't know any other button but on 100%, and you know, does anything I ask her. All the, you know, the things that kind of behind the scenes, she's a rebounder, she's a gutsy defender, you know, she'll do whatever I ask her. And then, I don't mind bragging about them at all, actually, but, we have Paige Richardson, who she was unfortunately, she's out the first few weeks of the season, which we definitely felt because Paige is another one where generates so much offense from defense. She's, our top defender. And, does just, again, all the little things, you know, gets out on the break, runs the floor well, you know, never have to worry about, you know, who she's guarding because she just brings so much, confidence to the defensive side of things, which is, you know, so we are so glad to have her back now.
Mm-hmm.
And then my two post players, Callie McSweeney and Olivia Fillmore, I mean, they're right there doing all the dirty work. You know, Callie and Olivia go back and forth about taking on, you know, the top post players on the other team. They, same thing, rebound, run the floor. Olivia's got a nice little outside shot for us. You know, Callie, really steps up defensively when we need her, always kind of, taking the backseat to the more glamorous stats and just, you know, again, doing what we're asking her and need her to do. And then just to swing back to Olivia for a second, she, again, another vocal leader, brings a ton of good energy. I mean, they really all do, but, you know, that's kind of some highlights in terms of their leadership qualities that we love to have this year and are really going to miss next year.
Yeah, sure. Coach, that's spectacular. And when I clicked on the roster, the captains just jumped off the page, and your five senior captains. I think that is fabulous. And of note, and again, I just can't say enough about how great this website is. I'm looking at Morgan's biography here, and her biggest inspiration, her grandfather Larry McIntyre, and such a sad commentary that Larry's gone, but what a great guy and what a great inspiration. That is really cool. And when you see that, what gets me, I think, Shannon, is the fact that this widespread area of the North Shore becomes a backyard when you start talking sports. So here's Larry in Salem and his granddaughter up at Masco, and it's just really cool.
Mm-hmm, 100%. I mean, there's so much rich history up here, and there are so many great coaches and former coaches and people involved in the high school sports world that, you know, the list goes on and on and on. I mean, this is kind of my first high school public school stint, and, you know, I went to Melrose High, public school kid. I love the public school system. I think the athletics is full of so much pride, and when I jump back into coaching, and even last year and this year at Masco, I that pride comes rushing back, you know, and I feel like I'm one of the kids too, just, you know, wanting to compete and go out and do our best. And I'm a fierce competitor. Anyone on my staff and even Andy will tell you that I hate to lose, but I think as long as we go down swinging, I'm always satisfied and with our effort. And, you know, like I said, losing is also, it's where you learn as well. So,
well, losing and masconomet in sports over the years, they just don't seem to go together. So I get that.
Yeah, and I don't want to be a part of that either.
I hear you.
I want to make sure we keep it on the W side.
But. Well, we're really glad, Cape Ann League's loss is the Northeast Conference gain. Although the Cape Ann League is probably gaining from it as well with Masco gone. It looks great. Now, tonight's game is postponed. Now, I'm guessing due to the weather?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
Schools are closed and whatnot. So we're hoping to get that back on the schedule. We also had a game yesterday that was postponed, and that will be played tomorrow, which I think will be okay. And then, yeah, hopefully getting tonight's game squeezed in sometime between this week and next.
All right, so tomorrow it's Marblehead at your home for that one.
Yep, going to be a tough one for sure. Marblehead's a great team.
All righty, appreciate it very much. That's Marblehead High School girls basketball coach Shannon Kerwin with MSO New Sports. I'm Rick Moore.